Welcome to today's Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. This week, we continue to showcase the amazing world-class healthcare that's available to us here in Erie at UPMC Hammett. Today, we're joined by Dr. Dale King, Medical Director of Pediatric Services, Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York. Thanks for being with us today, Dr. King.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. King, let's jump right in. Can you tell us a little bit about the road that led you to UPMC Hammett and what your position entails?
Sure. So I'm not originally from Erie. I kind of stumbled into it in a sense. I finished my training in pediatric gastroenterology at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh right around the time, shortly after Hammett became part of the UPMC system. And when that happened, a lot of the services that Children's was offering, we recognized down in Pittsburgh that it was really onerous for families to travel all the time. So we started setting up what were known as outreach clinics, meaning that the specialists would go to these distant areas and do clinic there to spare these families the drive. And at the time, I was just finished all my training. I had young kids. You know, I didn't mind driving. They paid a little bit extra. That was kind of handy because I was the sole income in the house at the time. And so I started coming up to Erie. At first, it was just once a month, and then it became twice a month. And then it just kind of kept expanding and expanding. And as that time passed, the demand kept growing within the region for the services that Children's was offering in addition to what I was doing. And I began to get kind of, enamored with the area. I learned to really appreciate this region. And I started to really not only appreciate the region for its assets in terms of like quality of life and cost of living and everything else, but also for what families who have sick children go through in terms of needing to travel to Pittsburgh all the time or other big cities. And this, I was seeing this firsthand, families that needed a procedure. For example, I'm in GI, so an endoscopy like a colonoscopy. I mean, imagine having to do a bowel prep on a child, but the procedure is 2 hours away. I mean, that's just a nightmare logistically. And I saw this firsthand. And so I started really pushing for more services to be done in the Erie area by my division. And over the years, the focus overall for how we care for children within the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh sphere began to shift a little bit from building this gigantic hospital in Pittsburgh and having everything come there, which, by the way, is still great. It's a wonderful hospital. They offer world-class care. But to also begin expanding that care into important regions. They did this in Harrisburg over the last few years, and I was able to be witness to that and helped with that a little bit. And now Erie is the main focus. And so because I've been coming up to Erie for all those years and expanding what I do here steadily, I was very excited to take on this role to help kind of guide the expansion of the overall pediatric service line in this region. And that's kind of what brought me to here. And I'm still practicing pediatric gastroenterology full time, but on the side and in my quote unquote spare time, I'm helping recruit, helping to kind of publicize and bring to light a lot of the great things that are happening in this region.
Well, I know the growth of pediatrics in Erie has been incredibly exciting, mainly for Erie families, which is why we're so happy to have you on today to kind of do a deep dive into the topic. Dr. King, once again, recently it was announced that UPMC Children's Hospital Pittsburgh, we're expanding right here, as you touched on, at UPMC Hammett. What is the significance of this, you believe, for Erie residents?
Well, the significance is going to be that this is kind of a touchstone, an important hallmark for the commitment that is happening in terms of Children's Hospital Pittsburgh and Hammett to expanding pediatric services. So what they've done is, over the last couple of years, they've done a beautiful renovation to the inpatient pediatric unit in the McGee Women's Hospital just behind Hammett. It's a beautiful facility, and they've got really expert hospitalist physicians. And just in case the listener doesn't know, a hospitalist is a pediatrician whose specialty is taking care of hospitalized children. They've got a great crew there, and it's been a project for some time, but finally it's finished. It was ready to go live. They had a nice press event that was very well received and well attended. So now that's kind of the signal is now here we go. You know, Children's of Pittsburgh is here to stay in Erie. We have a very great inpatient unit, and that's really kind of one signal of what we're doing. At the same time, a little more behind the scenes, but I'm sure you're going to be seeing this as this evolves over time, but we're recruiting for a number of different providers, including primary care pediatricians and a number of different specialists. And that's going to be an ongoing issue to kind of recruit and expand our presence here in a number of different directions.
Dr. King, let's talk about demographics and pediatric care services offered right here in Erie. Now, I know in addition to the 9-bed inpatient unit at UPMC Hammett, a continuum of care is offered at UPMC. Can you elaborate on what the continuum of care really means to Erie residents in layman's terms?
Let me give you a description, and we'll start fairly broad, and then we'll kind of focus in. So broadly, a very important part of this expansion is going to be our primary care pediatricians. And we have a number of primary care pediatricians within the area, mainly under the Children's Community Pediatrics banner, the CCP groups. But we are trying to expand that to really increase our primary care pediatrics presence in this region. So that's one facet. And that's going to be the one that, as it grows, is probably going to be the most upfront of the changes that our community might see in, you know, in terms of the primary care options for children in this region. We talked about the hospitalist side. So some children become ill, unfortunately, and they need to be hospitalized, hopefully briefly and hopefully for self-limiting issues. And that's what the hospital team is here for in UPMC Hammett. So that's been established and that's been really nicely upgraded and staffed. And that is a fantastic resource for parents whose children need to be admitted to a hospital who will not necessarily need to go to Pittsburgh. And this does not necessarily affect only people living in the city of Erie. This could affect families from the overall general region. This could affect families from Meadville, for example, or Warren, or Corey, or even Jamestown. If you are in one of those ERs and the ER doctor says they think that your child needs to be admitted, I think it's a legitimate thing to say, could this be done at Hammett in Erie? Do we have to go all the way to Pittsburgh? And I think the answer for that is increasingly going to become, this can be done in Erie. And not everything will be able to, obviously, but as we grow and as we develop, more and more of those children will be able to be cared for here and not necessarily need to go all the way to Pittsburgh. At the same time that is going on, many of the high-level specialty care that is done in abundance in the main hospital in Pittsburgh is going to be done more and more here. I mentioned that I'm a gastroenterologist. I've been coming up here for a long time. And up until about 2 years ago, I could not do endoscopic evaluations up here, but now I can. And that's an example of a service that we could only do in Pittsburgh previously, but now I'm doing up here. There's some other imaging studies that up until I started asking for them could not be done up here, but now can be done up here. And as we get more providers, cardiology, pulmonology, endocrinology, neurology, you're going to see a similar expansion to services that are done in this area and will no longer require families to make the trip to Pittsburgh. And so that's going to be an evolution that I hope we see occurring fairly quickly in the next couple of years.
Dr. King, are there other conditions you can tell us about that can be done out of Erie comfortably right now and others that would still be referred to Pittsburgh?
Sure. Well, I would say for the ones that have to be referred to Pittsburgh, we don't yet have a significant surgical presence for pediatrics in Erie. So that is kind of on our to-do list. We would eventually like to get surgical coverage for pediatrics in this area, but that may be a while because before that happens, we need to build up our overall hospitalized pediatric population to really justify that surgeon's time. So if your child needs, like if they need some kind of significant surgery, that would probably need to be done in Pittsburgh. But if your child has, for example, an asthma attack, pneumonia, if they are dehydrated, if they have like an infection, like a cellulitis or some infection where they would need some IV antibiotics for a time to get things under control, there are obviously details where it might mean that they have to go to Pittsburgh, but most of those situations could be done in Hammett with the pediatric unit. Also, there are situations where children need, you know, one or two time infusions of either antibiotics or maybe they need a blood transfusion or something like that. Those are also things that can be arranged and done locally and not necessarily require a trip to Pittsburgh.
The evolution of the pediatric services that will eventually be offered in Erie, that sounds like it is going to be fun to watch as it continues to grow and expand.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about that.
We're speaking with Dr. Dale King, Medical Director of Pediatric Services, Northwestern Pennsylvania and Western New York. Dr. King, let's talk about the families once again. How important is it, and you're on the front lines, so to speak, how important is it for families to want more and more of these services offered right here in Erie?
I would say that the desire for families in this region to keep as much pediatric care here locally as possible, that desire is probably the single most important variable to our success in this expansion. We need to have families ask to stay here. We need to have families ask, why can't I get this done here? Because that's going to encourage us to really look at those areas and expand those services locally. It may be some time until we get really, really, really high-end stuff here, but I think we're going to be able to steadily expand the number of different things we can do here. And a lot of that's going to really depend on the feedback of the community, of the families telling us that they want X, Y, and Z to be in this area, not to have to go to Pittsburgh anymore. I mean, that's one of the major reasons that I started really pushing to do endoscopies here, because I mean, year in, year out, I was having families just say how hard it was to make that trip with a hungry child who is not in the best state to be traveling on I-79 in preparation for an endoscopic evaluation. So, I mean, I saw that firsthand, and it really made an impression on me.
Dr. King, we're going to put you on the hot seat for just a moment. Okay. Now, pulling out your crystal ball, looking into the future, obviously, you can tell you're very passionate about the pediatric services that are already and eventually be offered in Erie. What are realistic goals as you look ahead, maybe 1 year out, 5 years out, 10 years out, that you would like to see accomplished?
That's a great question. So our first focus, or one of our first focuses, is going to be building our primary care pediatricians in this area, as well as introducing ourselves to community hospitals a little bit outside of the region. And this is where I go back to Meadville and Warren and Corey and UPMC Chautauqua, to say, like, you know, you don't have to always send these children to Pittsburgh. You know, give us a call, talk to the pediatricians here. Do they feel comfortable taking care of this child who needs to be admitted? And if we can shift some of that, those referral patterns, so that we're seeing those patients, then that's going to build our capacity here. And if we can get a larger capacity into our inpatient unit here at Hammett, then that's going to lead to a justification for us to expand it, to make it even bigger. And that's going to really get us into a nice kind of a snowball effect in terms of what our options are. Because if we have a nice, busy inpatient unit, then that makes it easier to attract some of the specialists. We are currently trying to hire endocrinologists, neurologists, allergists, pulmonologists, you name it, just about any specialty you can imagine, we're trying to hire to be in this area. And it's a lovely area, and we have some potential candidates in some of these regions, but the reality is, the busier the place is, the more attractive it is for somebody who wants to take care of children. And so that's going to allow us to hopefully then expand the number of subspecialties and the services they offer in the local area. So what I'm hoping to see, to answer your question, in the next year or two, is to start seeing that the foundation of this, in other words, the primary care pediatricians and the hospital unit at Hammett, grow, get busier, and that allows us to then get the attention of more specialists to begin to set up shop here and then do the testing they do, the therapeutics they do here instead of in Pittsburgh.
Dr. King, I understand UPMC Children's at UPMC Hammett included 2 years of renovations and improvements. Is it still a work in progress? And will UPMC Children's at UPMC Hammett continue to grow through the years?
They will. They will continue to grow through the years. And there's different ways in which the growth occurs. So in terms of the physical renovations and improvements and like the new furniture and all the new equipment and everything else, that part, I believe, and hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, is effectively done. But what's going on a little bit more behind the scenes in terms of the expansion is we are continually expanding the training that is being offered for the people on that unit so that they feel comfortable taking care of a wider and wider variety of conditions. And so that's going to really open up the pool of children who can stay local and not necessarily need to go all the way to Children's in Pittsburgh. So I would lump that under the category of renovations and improvement as an ongoing process. If we get to a point where the pediatric unit is full most of the time, then that would justify then a potential expansion of making the unit bigger. And that would then kick off another round of renovations and improvements in a more physical sense of like expanding the physical space. So that is kind of what I'm hoping to see develop over the next couple of years.
Dr. King, if a parent is interested in learning more about the care currently available at UPMC Children's at UPMC Hammett, how would they go about doing that?
So the main children's website is chp.edu, and there is an area in there. If you do a slash locations, you will see a list of services divided into different categories. And if you really click on any of those, but especially if you click on the Children's Specialty Care Center button, that will allow you to pick the Erie one. And then you'll see a whole list of specialties that currently come to the Erie Clinic. And this is always expanding. I mean, we're, as Children's in Pittsburgh grows, and as they grow their divisions with more and more providers, and they are increasingly able to send people to some of the outreach clinics. And so that includes Erie. So we are always seeing growth in that area of more and more specialties in different areas that are coming up here. And so I'm hoping that we see that to continue to grow. But that's an area where families can come. So it would be chp.edu/locations. And then they'll see a number of location types. And then if you click on the Children's Specialty Care Center, and you can click on any of them and you'll see where what's in Erie, but that's the one that will show you the different specialties that come to the clinic that's here on the Hammett campus in the McGee Hospital, right behind the main Hammett Hospital.
Dr. King, as always, the guest has the final word on Business Spotlight. Anything else that you would like to tell us about the incredibly exciting pediatric services and the commitment that was made to grow UPMC Children's at UPMC Hammett that we have not yet touched on?
I would like to emphasize the commitment from both sides, from the Children's Hospital side and the UPMC Hammett side. From somebody in the trenches, in it, you might say, of somebody who's like really in the hospital, in the clinics, interacting with the families and the people caring for them, it's been amazing to see the level of commitment at the face-to-face level. The subspecialty clinic here that I work in is phenomenal. I love coming to work. I love the people that I work with. They are friendly. They are professional. They are extraordinarily skilled in what they do. It is just an amazing place to work, and they love working here. And that is such an encouraging environment. And I think that's going to be really key to us recruiting other providers and keeping them here, because it's just a warm, friendly, fun place to work, even though we're working at sometimes with sick kids. And then on the inpatient side, for example, just to give you a little bit of an anecdote, when I first started doing endoscopic procedures in Hammett, now Hammett, they've been doing endoscopies forever in adults, and they have an extraordinarily good gastroenterology division and endoscopy suite. But of course, the people there were used to working with adults. And rather than force these people to work with children, saying, you're now working with children, and maybe that person didn't want to, they asked for volunteers. They said, who wanted to work with the kids? And they got a number of enthusiastic volunteers. These people received the training they needed to get, and it's been going very well. I have a nice core group of people, both in anesthesia and the team that helps me do endoscopies, and they are just a blast to work with. They love working with kids, and it's really gone over well. And so the enthusiasm and the passion at the Hammett side is definitely there, and it's really boding well for the success of this venture. UPMC is one, you know, very large organization, but within that large organization, the hospitals have quite a bit of independence and autonomy. So Hammett and Children's do not necessarily have to cooperate if they don't want to, but they have really joined together and really united in their vision for what they want to see happen here. And that is really exciting, and it's really adding a lot of support and a lot of momentum to what we're doing here. And I think that is really critical for the success of this expansion. Leadership in both hospitals are extraordinarily excited about what's happening here, and they are really encouraging us to expand as much as we can and as durably as we can in a sustainable way to make sure we are really building a stable and really high quality list of pediatric healthcare services in this area to keep families home as much as we can.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. You can access today's program or other episodes of Business Spotlight by clicking on the podcast tab on our homepage. Join us again next week as Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, presents another episode of Barron Talks.